The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams become reality.
Okay, and welcome back to Q Who. It's the first one in a while. I think it's the first one in 2024. But it's good to be back with you. Today, on this episode of Q Who, we are going to be talking about and looking at the first ever colorized episode of Doctor Who, which was the Daleks, of course, that they rolled out back on the 60th anniversary in the UK. We didn't get to see it over here. I think it's available now on Amazon Prime. You could purchase it. And it's now available on Blu-ray. You can purchase it that way, too. I just got mine in the mail a couple of days ago, as of this recording. And last night, I finally got to sit down and watch it. I had heard a lot about it. I had a friend or two that had managed to see it through various means and tell me about it, and none of the reviews were very good. Most people that I've heard from, as a matter of fact, have been somewhat negative about it. Having finally gotten the chance to see it myself, my feelings and thoughts are mixed on it, honestly. I applaud the effort, first of all. It's interesting. The color, you know, the colorizing is kind of brilliant. It looks kind of amazing. It looks a little weird at first. When you first see it, you're going, wow, it's kind of like they made it look a little bit old. That's the first thing that came to mind anyway. It's probably not the best way to describe it. But to my mind, I saw that and I thought, it looks amazing, first of all, but it makes it look like it was 1,000 years ago. Because it's the way they've done the collar, it makes it look like it was filmed in color, but, you know, way back, you know, say in the 40s or 50s or 30s or something like that. It looks kind of odd to me in some ways, but in other ways, it looks really brilliant. So on that front, they've succeeded. It works in a funny way for something that was never in color. That was, you know, it wasn't recorded in color. They've done a fine job of representing it in color, and they've watching the short featurette that they had on the making of it, they went and tried to give as many of the actual colors, you know, from photographs from the set. They tried to be as true to the color palette as they could be. You know, most of the colors are what people saw in the studio. Not all, but most. Where there's no reference, they kind of took their own license and you know, what else could they do? I guess the question is, do we need colorized 60s Doctor Who? Do we need the classic run before 1970 that's all in black and white? Do we need it in color? No, we probably don't. Some people would prefer that we never do. Some people think it's, you know, a crime to go in and tamper with that. And there's a part of me that's kind of on board with that and goes, yeah, it's kind of sacrosanct, sacrilegious, whatever, to do that. But then there's the other part of me, the creative side, that goes, I've always wanted to see what these would look like in color. So that part of me, I guess it's kind of the 8-year-old in me that's just like, oh, that's neat. That's really neat. And every time I see like black and white photos that people have gone through with the computer and colorized, I think, wow, that's so cool. So on that level, it is so cool. It's amazing. It's incredible work. They've done an incredible job there, because it looks natural for the most part. It does. Like I said, they've kind of given it a look to make it look like it's older, which to me that kind of defeats the purpose of why they said they did this, because they're trying to appeal to, you know, the modern 10 or 15 year old to try to get them to watch, you know, ancient Doctor Who, if you will, to give them an incentive, because a lot of kids won't watch black and white, because there's that stigma around that. But to me, making it look even older than it looks, if that's indeed what they did and what they intended to do, just kind of defeats the purpose of trying to make it look more modern to appeal to a more modern audience. So yeah, I don't get that part. Now, and the other thing that I think is a travesty is, if you're going to do this, in my opinion, if you're going to do this, you've got to color every single frame of every episode. It's a 7-part story. They've edited it down to a 75-minute, 1 hour and 15 minutes movie cut, if you will, to bring it sort of more in line with modern Who. A single self-contained story from start to finish, not serialized. I'm down with that. That's fine. If you want to do a version, a cut down version of it, edited down version, whatever you want to call it, tighten it up. For the most part, it kind of works. I'd heard a lot of horror stories and a lot of bad reviews, people saying it didn't make any sense. It actually does. It actually does make sense. Maybe it makes more sense to me because I know this story so well, and I've seen those 7 episodes 1,000 times. So I know what's missing, and I can fill in the gaps. So maybe that's what my mind was doing last night as I was watching. Maybe it was filling in the gaps, but it seemed to me like it worked for the most part. There were a couple of little sequences where they were doing some kind of fast cutting back and forth with things to try and expedite. I mean, let's face it, they did the last 3 episodes in about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. It was all cut down to that, the last almost half of the story. So you're losing a lot. You're losing a lot. But it's still cohesive, in my opinion. You can watch it this way and enjoy the story. And for some, the Daleks is a slog. It's hard to get through 7 episodes. So this probably is a godsend to them. And they probably, you know, those people might love it. I love it on the level that the creativity there to make it what it is, you know, I think that's there. The intention, I think, is good, but, I don't think it's needed. But again, if you wanted to do it just as an experiment and just as, oh, here's how we can do, you know, here's how it could have gone, as an extra, let's say, on a Blu-ray, that's great. That's fine. For the most part, it honors the original. And, again, for the most part, it kind of works. But the travesty to me is that they didn't colorize the entire 7 episodes and include that on the Blu-ray. If you'd have done that, it would be a success. You'd win. That would be a win. And, you know, you could have this cut down version for those who don't want to sit through 7 episodes. And that would be fine. But you should also have all 7 episodes. Do we need, once again, All 7 episodes of the Daleks colorized? No, we don't need even 1 second of it colorized. We don't need it. Do we want it? Sort of. Yes, sort of. I would love to see that entire story colorized like that. The other thing that they did, which some people will really see as a travesty and a crime, is they added some music to it in the bits that don't have music. Because in those days, it was kind of minimalist. They used music sparingly, especially early in the series. So here, they've put some music in. Some of it works. Some of it actually works. Some of it doesn't. Some of it is out of place completely, I feel. Some of it kind of intrudes. For the most part, it doesn't. I'd heard really bad horror stories about the musical track, the soundtrack, that it, you know, that it was too loud and that you can't hear the actors. And that's not true. Maybe under certain circumstances, maybe with certain audio setups, you know, if you're on technical issues, you might have, if you've got like surround sound blaring or something. I don't know, because I don't have that. I can't hear it like that. I don't have big 5.1 surround sound system. I don't have that. So maybe in that regard, it's possible that the surround sound mix isn't perfect. I don't know. I can't speak to that, as I don't have, you know, I don't have 5.1 surround sound. I just have the what they call surround sound on my 4K TV. But it sounded, you know, I could hear what everybody says, but some of the music was a bit obtrusive. It was a bit intrusive, I guess you should say. A good bit of it was unnecessary. And in other cases, it did fill in very nicely. There were some moments where it helped the intensity of the scene. And I think some of Classic Who, and there are actually a couple of stories in the 60s that don't have incidental music at all, like Abominable Snowman. And I think that would have been all right for them, for the animation, to go in and at least give us a version of it that had some incidental music from the time. You know, they did use a lot of stock music of the BBC in a lot of Doctor Who at the time, and they just could have taken some of that from other, you know, from the BBC stock and added it to Abominable Snowman, and I think it would probably flow a little better. I love the story personally, but once somebody pointed out that there was no music whatsoever in Abominable Snowman, all of a sudden I couldn't not, you know, I couldn't not notice it. So it kind of, the story would be helped with a bit of incidental music here and there. So I wouldn't have a problem if somebody did a version, just a version, something as an option of a story like that and others that have little or no soundtrack. I would have no problem with them using, you know, music from that time period that was used on the show, that type of music in it. Not newly scored or anything like that, but, you know, music from the time period. I could see that. I could have seen that in this, but, they've got a whole new score. I mean, there's a lot more there than there wasn't. Let's put it that way. And, again, some of it works for about the first 10 minutes or so. I thought it worked fine, and the edit was absolutely fine, certainly for the first 10 or 20 minutes or so. It didn't jump so far, but yeah, there was a point about two-thirds of the way through that I think the editing went a little off the rails, and you just had all this jumping about, and they were trying to, you know, get 3 episodes of information in to, you know, just a few minutes. So that's kind of where it's let down. If they'd have made it a 90-minute version, it probably would have worked a little bit better. I still think it's watchable. I still think it's enjoyable. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again unless I just want to see the colorizing again. But again, I think The effort is wasted if you're not going to colorize every minute, every second, every frame of all the episodes. All 7 episodes of the Daleks should be colorized. If you were going to do it at all, you should have done it, you know. Not just, oh, here, we're going to take 75 minutes of it and color it. That makes zero sense, and to me, it's a wasted effort. So if that's your plan going forward, Russell T. Davies, you failed. It's not going to work. And the fans are not going to like it. The fans, for the most part, from what I've seen, don't like it. Of course, you don't care about the fans. That's my opinion. I don't think Russell T. Davies and the current crew really care about the old fans like us, the old geezers in our 40s and 50s and so on. I don't think they care about us. And I don't think this new generation of viewers is what they're after. Again, the 10 to 15-year-olds, as they say in the featurette that's included on this, those are the ones they're trying to appeal to. I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to appeal to them that much. So, if you don't colorize every frame of, you know, this of whatever story you're working on that you're presenting, like the Daleks, you failed. You wasted your time, and you wasted ours. So it should be there. This cut down version, fine. That should be alongside all 7 episodes that are done the same way. It should all be colorized. In the 7 episodes, don't add music. Don't keep those pure. But if you're going to colorize it, colorize the whole darn thing. What else did I want to say about this? Yes, the biggest disappointment for me in this release. Because when it was announced, they said, we're going to release the colorized version, and it's going to be a two-disc. It's going to be a two-disc release, and we're going to have the original untouched, 7 episodes as well. And I thought, oh, cool, we're going to get, the original 7 episodes on Blu-ray as well. Well, I pre-ordered that sucker right then. Because I thought, well, even if I hate the colorized version, at least I'll have a Blu-ray remastered edition of the Daleks, all 7 episodes. Great, sign me up, take my money, please. But then to see some reviews online that it's just a DVD for the original, and it's not only just the DVD of the originals, it is the original DVD that was released in the beginning box set. That box set that had Unearthly Child, the Daleks, and Edge of Destruction, it's just basically they've just taken a disc out of that. It's got new artwork on it, but it is basically the same disc. It's the same layout. It's the same format. It's everything. If you have the DVD of the Daleks, put it in, that's what you're going to see. It's the same. It's the exact same thing. Which, again, is pointless. that at least was a selling point for me to get this, was that I was going to get a Blu-ray remastered edition of the original 7 episodes. I mean, eventually I'm going to get it anyway if they ever release season 1 in the limited edition box sets, which would be great. But I was so looking forward to seeing the Daleks, on Blu-ray, remastered, etc., and that's why I pre-ordered it. So, it's disappointing. That's the biggest disappointment, and that's the biggest demerit that it gets. So, as a release, as a novelty, cool. Fine. As a novelty, it was interesting to watch the Daleks in color. Albeit at an hour and 15 minutes. I enjoyed it. I really did. I did enjoy it. I'll probably never watch it that way again. Maybe another time in the near future. Especially if somebody, a friend of mine comes over that hasn't watched Doctor Who in years and says, oh, hey, I heard they did a colorized version of the Daleks. I might drag it out and say, okay, let's watch it. Other than that, I don't have any reason to watch it. I will pull out my DVD and watch, you know, the 7 episodes that exist, because they are far superior as far as storytelling is concerned. I like 60s television. I like the way television was made back in the day, 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s. I think it was made better than it is today. I don't think today's all flash and fast-paced, you know, whatever, is all that amazing to watch. But, you know, I'm an old guy. I'm 55 years old. I'm not ashamed of it. I've earned those years. I grew up in a great time. I was a teenager in the 80s, and that was an amazing time. So I don't, you know, I don't regret one bit the times that I've lived through. You know, as uninformed as some of those times might have been. But I really enjoyed television as it was made years ago. I think television as it was made years ago is better than how it's being made these days. But that's, again, that's my personal taste, my personal opinion. I grew up, I guess you could say, in a simpler age and simpler time. At least it was to us. So I prefer the way television was made in the 60s to any other time, at least as far as British television is concerned. Doctor Who, to me, was amazing in the 60s, and that's my favorite era, especially the William Hartnell era. So doing all these amazingly fast-paced edits and things like that, that doesn't impress me. I don't really see the point, because even, I mean, I know youngsters who watch the classic series and enjoy it and have come to appreciate it over the years. You know, if they have intelligence and they like Doctor Who, they'll watch the old series and they'll get it, you know, because it's good storytelling. It's not like it's bad. It's not like it's not very good and that you have to try and juice it up. No, it doesn't need that. It really doesn't. It's wonderful the way it is. In fact, it's better being the way it is than you're rejiggering it for a new generation. They'll get it. Don't, you know, here's the thing. These people, they don't give the new generation any credit for being, you know, for having any intelligence. They think, well, they're not smart enough. They won't enjoy it. They won't get it. They'll get it. If it's a good story, they'll get it. You know, there are not all of Classic Who is, you know, not all of them are great stories. There are a few clunkers along the way. But for the most part, it's good storytelling. And there's something there for everyone. And even the younger generation. And I've known quite a few here lately that have said, wow, we started checking out the classic series and it really was better. See? So, they're not all a bunch of morons. They're not stupid, they get it. They can get it. I mean, there might be a few that look at that and go, wow, that's dated. And, you know, they just don't have the interest to get into it. They don't have the patience to get into it because it's a slower type of storytelling. But there's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to mess with it. Leave it alone. Remaster it, whatever. Put it out there. They will get it. You know, if they take the effort, if they make that effort, they'll get it. So, why do we love Doctor Who now? Because of those old days. Because of those old stories. Because they're brilliant. Really brilliant. Really wonderfully written. And for the most part, really wonderfully acted. And there's a lot of wonderful work that have been put into those. You don't have to do any more work on Doctor Who. On Classic Who. It's there. And it will speak for itself. So, Russell T. Davies and you crazy people, stop messing with Classic Who. Stop trying to make it appeal to a new generation. It can appeal to a new generation if they just give it a chance. That's all it takes. Just have to sit down with a little bit of patience and get engrossed in the story just like we were when we were 8, 9, 10, and 55, going on 8, 9, 10. The kid in me loves it, and I think the kids out there will love it no matter what, even if it is a slower pace. You don't have to mess with it. It's perfect the way it is. So leave it alone. That's what I say. Leave it alone and just release those old episodes and make them as pretty as you can, but don't change anything except make them look prettier. That's it. That's all you got to do. Remaster, release. And we'll keep buying them. And a new generation will keep buying them. So the classic series outsells the new series. Oh, big time. So that tells you something. So that's all I'm going to say on that. So what do I rate the Daleks in Color, the Blu-ray release? I will give it 3 TARDISes out of 5 just for the effort, because it's a neat novelty. If you don't own the Daleks DVD, the original 7 episodes, well, here's another opportunity to grab it and enjoy it. So watch both versions, and you will see the original version is superior. Much superior to the colorized, cut-down version. So, well, it was okay. It was okay. It was a nice experience. I enjoyed it, but it's of no use to me from here on in. I'll just stick to the original 7. And there you have it. That's that. All right, season 15 has been released in a limited edition box set in Britain. I'm waiting for mine to come in the mail, and when I get it and have time to sift through all that stuff, I will review it here on Q-Who. So another episode coming in the near future. I can't tell you when, but it will happen, and I will give you my thoughts on season 15. I'm looking forward to it. Until then, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.